پایگاه فرهنگی اطلاع رسانی راسخون.
I thought I would finish this module by giving you a quick introduction to working with Visual Studio and ASP.NET, which we're going to be using for the rest of the modules in this ASP.NET course. So I'm going to go ahead and launch Visual Studio 2008 and just point out a few things that you want to be aware of as you start building your web applications inside of Visual Studio. And also point back to a lot of the techniques that we discussed and how they manifest themselves inside of Visual Studio. Now, there are actually two different ways of creating projects in Visual Studio 2008. One is to create a web project, a web application project, and the other is to create a website. And we'll talk much more about the differences between those in a later module. For right now, we're going to start with a website that is kind of the simpler of the two. And a website is just going to create a new directory for you with ASP.NET files in it. And I'm going to just drop this into c/demos/hello-vs-2008. And there are a couple things I want to note here. We're going to be given a default.aspx file initially. And notice at the very top here that it automatically uses the code behind model, the version 2 code behind model that we discussed. So there's the inherits keyword, there's the code file keyword, and the corresponding code behind file is sitting in the same directory using that same naming convention that we discussed. There's also a handler for page load that's already subscribed and ready to go. I'm going to go ahead and split the design view here so we can see both the markup as well as the designer. And as you start adding handlers and controls, let's go ahead and drop a button on here, for example, and double-click on the button to add a handler. Notice it gives us the event handler in our CodeBehind class, and our markup shows the wire-up has been done using this on-click declarative event handler. So all those techniques we discussed are going to be used in much the same way within Visual Studio. You just don't have to do quite as much typing. The other thing you'll notice is if I try to add a new class definition to my project, so let's just go ahead and choose class here and leave the default of class 1. Notice I'm going to be prompted to say, hey, do you want to add this to the app code directory? Because if you want it to be compiled, that's really where it should go. And it automatically generates a new app code directory for you. Also notice if you want to add your own special directories, ASP.NET, it's got an add ASP.NET folder here. So you can add any of those specially defined directories that we were discussing. Now, the one thing that there isn't direct support for when you're working in C# in Visual Studio is adding handlers for the other page events. So if you want to add the other page events, for example, init, you still need to go through the process of defining a function that looks just like this, except you want to call it page underscore init instead of load. And that's going to work fine. Or you could always use the virtual function technique and override on init, like so. And that will wire up the same event for you. So both of those techniques work fine. And here's the completion of the button handler. Let's just go ahead and finish wiring that up. So I'm going to, inside the button when it's being clicked, let's just go ahead and say label1.text equals you clicked the button. Let's try to fix those spelling errors. And the last thing I want to mention about Visual Studio is you don't even have to have IIS installed to start developing websites. Now, you would have to deploy it, but to actually develop it, they have a built-in web server to Visual Studio called the ASP.NET Development Server. So when you do a debug, start without debugging, or start debugging, it will actually launch this development server for you, listening over a random port. In this case, it's 1055. And that will host ASP.NET for you, so as you interact with the page, it'll behave pretty much like it would if it were deployed in a real website. So you can actually start building applications without having to worry about configuration or deployment into IIS, although you definitely want to think about that because that's where you're ultimately going to end up placing these things.